Okay, we're on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Went through the list of words that are read but not written. Now the Gemara is going to give the list of words that are written and not read. The Kosh from the Lokarion. So the first one is No de Yislach. The Pasuk says, Ladover Hazeh Yislach Hashem Lavdecha. Right, by Naaman. Before Adoni Beis Rimon, Vishtach Voshama, Vahunisha Nayodi, Vishtachadesi Beis Rimon, Vishtachadiyasi Beis Rimon, Yislach, Noah Hashem La'abdacha Vadover Hazeh. So the word Noah is written, but you don't read it. It's a Ksi Velo Kri. Okay. So that's the first one. The next one is Zos, Dehamitzvah. Right, the pasuk is the zos hamitzvah achukim amishpatim hashiva Hashem alokeichel amaydeschem lasos baoris asher atem overim shom alarishta. Yes, where's the zos? Zos hamitzvah. Right.
We do
what?
We do.
And what's it called? He goes over here that that's not the pasuk. The pasuk's in Yirmiyah. The Gra says, the Zos da Mitzvah Nimchak. And the Gra puts instead, the Nirbetzi, the S da HaNefesh. Okay, and the Gemara has three others. What's it called? But the Gra takes out the Zos. It's not part of that list. Okay, Yidroch da HaDorech. So where is that? Pasuk says,
that's what it says here.
Right. El Yidroch Hadorech Kashto. El Yidroch Hadorech Kashto. The El Yisal Bisiryono. The Al Tachmulu Al Bachureho Achrimu Kotzbo. So the Yidroch, what's it called, is written but not read. Okay. Chamesh de Pas Negev. The word Chamesh in the Pasuk Pas Negev, I think that's probably in Yecheskel, no? Yeah. The Elu Midoseha Pas Sofon Chamesh Meos Vi Arbas Alofim U Pas Negev Chamesh Meos Vi Arbas Alofim U Mi Pas Kadim Chamesh Meos Vi Arbas Alofim Pas Yoma Chamesh Meos Vi Arbas Alofim. The third Chamesh is not read. It's written but not read. Im Dechi Goel. Right, im ki goel anochi in Megillas Rus. We don't read the im, just ki goel anochi. Okay, halon ksiv and velokarian. These are all a list of the ksiv velokri. Okay, so the inyan of kri and ksiv or whatever in Kisrei HaKodesh, usually we say that the what's written is what is the emes in Metzias. Knows it, if you darshan the way it's written and the way that it's read. And the way that it's read is the way that you perceive it. The way that it is perceived by people, and the other way is the way that it is in essence. So when they have a kri and a ksiv, or a vice versa, one is that the Navi or the Torah wants to convey the essence of the thing, but you should also know there's a way of perception, or vice versa. Okay. Omer Avacha Bar Adab Amarava Paskin Lahadim Psuka Litlas Psukim. It says also that where to stop the Psukim is also Alacha Mosh Min Sinai, but there can be a machlokas in that. And in Eretz Yisrael, they used to split the following Pasuk into three Psukim. Vayomer Hashem Al Moshe, Hine Anochi Bo Ilecho Ba'av He'onon. That's one Pasuk. We have it all as one long Pasuk. Omer Avchama Bar Chanina, what's it called? Ba'av He'onon. So we have that as all as one pasuk, and they used to split into three separate psukim. Okay, Rashi. No Rashi. Yeah, the chigoyel ato barus chamesh to pas negev etamayu lo meforishle. The reason why these are Ksiv and not Kri are what's it called, not explained. Okay. Om Reb Chama Bar Chanina Lo Hesher Moshe Elam Ipsulos and Shaluchos. Moshe Rabbeinu became rich from the shavings of the Luchos. The second Luchos he cut out, and there were shavings when he cut them out of the stone, so there was stone left over. And the stone of the Luchos was Sanpirion, which is like a diamond. So therefore he got the diamond shavings. Shneamar psolicha shnei luchos avonim korishonim psulosim shalcha yehei. You can keep the shavings. Om Reb Yossi Reb Chanina lo nitna Torah el Moshe lazaro. Torah originally was given to Moshe and his children. Shneamar ksav lecha psolicha ma psulosim shalcha af ksavin shalcha. Just like the psolus of the luchos is yours, so too what you're writing is for you. But Moshe Noag bought Tovasai in the Nosan Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu was generous and he gave it over to Klal Israel. The Olav HaKosav Omer Tovayin Hu Yivurach. Moshe Rabbeinu was the epitome of a Tovayin. So Moshe says, Moshe Rav Chizda V'osi Tzivu Hashem V'aisi Lamin Eschem. It says that he was commanded to teach the rest of Klal Israel, not just for himself. Moshe says, no, V'osi Tzivu V'ani Lochem. You have to break up the pasuk. The Rav Shem commanded me, and I, on my own good nature, gave it to you too.
What
did you take him out of Mitzrayim? What? Re'ei lo limadi esem chukim mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem Elokai. Right, same thing. It says the Rav Shem was commanded me to teach you chukim mishpatim. Osi tziva v'ani lochem. Enochanami can learn the pasuk. The Rav Shem commanded me, and I decided voluntarily to give it over to you. V'ato kisvu lochem es hashira hazos. Right, and the shira is an aid, and mashma, what's it called, that it was meant for Klal Yisrael. Where it says hashira lechud lechudei, what's it called? The shira was an exception. L'man tiyali hashira azos le'aid b'vnei Yisrael. The shira was supposed to be an aid for the rest of the Torah, so the Torah wasn't given to Klal Yisrael. What kind of aid is it? Ela pilpula bi'almad doesn't mean the Torah wasn't meant for Klal Yisrael. Vade, the Rav Shem intended the Torah to be for everybody. Except the pilpul haTorah that comes from the ksav, that you can darshan every letter in the Torah and come to every chokhma, everything that's in the world, that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, that power, and he was to give it over his children, and he gave it over to all of Klal Yisrael, right? But that has nothing to do with the mitzvahs, chukim, mishpatim. That was not even a havamina. It's just the Gemara had to come to this maskona to tell me it didn't mean that the Torah wasn't meant for Klal Yisrael. It means that the pilpula shel Torah, not the Torah shebal peh, but that which you can darshan every os and learn it from the Torah shebichsav, that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he should be able to understand all of Torah shebal peh from the Torah shebichsav. Okay, Rashi. Kisvu lachem, alma shenitna nami lahen liYisrael. Just kisvu lachem es hashira zos. L'man tiyali le'ed, she'il milamdu kol ha'Torah, v'ilamdu osa, alma l'Yisrael, nami nitna. That the shira should be an aid, that you should keep the Torah and teach it. So if it's not meant for Klal Yisrael, what's the aid? Pilpula bi'alma, l'hovin dover mitol dover, hu denitin l'moshe, v'niyig batol v'sayin, v'nitna l'Yisrael. The fact that you could learn kol ha'Torah kula, all Torah Shebal Peh, everything from the words, the letters, the tagim of Torah Shebichsav, that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu specifically. It wasn't meant for the rest of Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over to everybody else too. Okay, Om Rav Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashrei Shchinaso Ela Al Gibor V'Asher V'Chacham V'Anav. The Rabbeinu Shalom only is Mashrei Shchinaso, right? Not temporarily, because there are exceptions. But on a permanent basis, a Navi has to have all of these milas. The Rambam learns that they are milas in Nafshios. Gibor is Hakovish es Yitzro, and an Asher is Sameach Bechelko, and a Chacham is what's it called, Lomei Mikolodom, right? Even though the Gemara seems to say that it means Kipshuta, we'll see the Gemara's going to learn it from different Psukim. But we learn the regular Ashiras, but the real Ashiras is only when you have these other things. So you can be a Gibor, right, physically, but you're not really a Gibor. So the Rambam learns that even though we have sources for the simple idea of it, without the deeper idea, the simple idea isn't really true either. So you need both things. It's really a gibor means a strong guy. But it means a strong guy who knows also how to control his temper, because if he can't control himself, then he's not really strong. Okay. So what is that? The Kulam emotion, and we can learn all of them from Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the example of the first of and foremost Navi. So we see that he had all these milas. So all Nevi'im have to have these milas at one in one level or another. Gibor dechsi vayifro sesaol al mishkan. Ba'omer mar Moshe Rabbeinu parso. Moshe Rabbeinu put the ohel on the mishkan. Uksiv eser amos orech hakeresh. The mishkan was 10 amos high. So what's it called? Therefore, you had to be a giant to be able to put the ohel on the mishkan. Versus Ema de Orif the cotton. Maybe he was tall, but he was skinny. He wasn't so strong. Elamin Hadenkra, for a different pasuk, we know Moshe was a gibor. Dechsivu espos b'shnei haluchos v'ashvichem me'al shtei yodai. I grabbed onto the luchos and I threw them from my hands. V'ashabrin, betanya haluchos orkin shisha. The luchos were 6 tfachim long. V'rochvan shisha, and they were 6 tfachim wide. V'avin shloshasar, and they were 13 tfachim thick. And for stones, those are pretty heavy stones. And Moshe Rabbeinu took them and he threw them. So it must be that what's it called? He was a gibor. There are other mefarshim who say just the opposite. That the Moshe Rabbeinu was carrying the stones and the letters made them buoyant. But when the letters went away by the eagle, he was left with the stones, he couldn't hold on to them. So if he would have just dropped them, they would have fell on his toes. So he threw them out, they shouldn't fall on his toes. So, but the Gemara over here is mashma that he threw them and he had the koach, what's it called? He was a gibor. Psalicha, Asher, where do we see Moshe Rabbeinu was an Asher? Psalicha, psulasin shalcha, yehe. That he got the leftovers from the luchos, which was, the luchos were made on a, valuable gem, and he got the leftovers. Chacham, I didn't know Moshe Rabbeinu was a chacham. Ravu Shmuel, Damri Tarvayu, Chamishim Shari Bina Nivru Ba'olam, V'kulam Nitnu L'Moshe Chosarachas. Moshe Rabbeinu had the 49 Shari Bina. Shneamar, V'tachsereyu Me'at Me'Elohim. A little bit he didn't have. The 50th is the total understanding of the Rabban. So the Rabban says the Chamishim Shari Bina, each Shar is an understanding of a different part of the Bria. And the 50th is the understanding totally of the Rabban Shalom. That only the Rabban Shalom understands himself. Even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have that complete understanding. So Moshe Rabbeinu had 49 Shari Bina. Onav, Tichsivo Ish Moshe Onav Ma'od, Pasuk. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ka Nevi'im Ashirim Hoyu. All the Nevi'im were rich. Min Olam Mimoshe, Umishmuel, Me'amos, Miyona, Mimoshe Dechsiv, right? By Moshe it says, Lo Chamor Echad Mehem Nosasi, right? I didn't take one donkey from them. So Ibalo Agra, if he's bragging that he didn't take a donkey without paying for it, right? La Fuke Man de Shoko Belo Agra, Moshe Rabbeinu was bragging that he wasn't a ganav. I didn't take anything from them without paying for it, right? And if I did take it without paying, then you're a ganav. Ela dafilu ba'agra. I didn't have to take a donkey even to pay for it. I didn't need it. I had my own donkeys. He was rich. Moshe says, no, mil mishum da'ani havi. Maybe he had nothing to carry on a donkey because he was so poor. Not because he was rich. Ela mim psalacha. Psulas in yashacha. The pasuk we learned before, that's where we know Moshe Rabbeinu was rich. Shmuel, how do you know Shmuel was rich? Dechsiv hinini anubi, neged Hashem and neged Mashicho, eshor milokachti, v'chamor milokachti. Right, who did I take a shor from? Who did I take a chamor from? So if it's the idea he's bragging that he didn't take it for free, right? Lafuke man de shoko b'chinam, right? That's what he's bragging about. They didn't take away something that wasn't coming to him. Ela dafilu b'shar. I never had even rent a donkey from anybody, a donkey or a shor from anybody else, because I had my own. Moshe says, no, Dilma Da'ani Havi. Maybe he didn't have to rent a donkey or a shore because he had nothing to use him for. He was poor. Elamihocha Uchivosu Haramosa Kisham Deiso. Shmuel used to go around and go from place to place in Klal Yisrael and judge the people, and he used to go back home to Rama Kisham Deiso. He just take everything with him. Right? He had enough to travel and to be self-sufficient. So you see, he was a rich man. By Shmuel is greater than what it says by Moshe. Deal of Moshe Rabbeinu k'siv lo chamor echad mehem nasasi. Tafilu b'schar. I didn't even rent an animal from them. Deal of Gabi Shmuel afilu b'rotzim osachru. I, even if they wanted to give it to me, what's, I didn't take it. Right, so not only didn't he not ask from them, but he didn't even take even if they begged him to take it. Rashi. Pirso Mechlav the Gibrahu, the Gof God, is a big giant if he could put the Ohel on top of the Mishkan. That means he was higher than the Mishkan. Versus the aim of the orichavi the cotton shalohaya gufani shalohaya balkoa. He was a skinny, what's it called, guy who was tall but very skinny. The ovian shalosh afilo hachi shibron. He was still able to throw the luchos with such force that they broke. Fatachsereu maat v'zuhi achas that one shar shalosh achas hayakadosh baruch yisraelov. That one shar was the chamishim, shar chamishim, like we said, the Ramban says, that's knowledge, understanding of the Rabban Shom, that only the Rabban Shom knows. Eve below Agra, my Ravuse. If he's bragging that he didn't take it for free, what's the chiddush? Lafuki man de shoko below Agra, call Misha who wrote a chamoro shochavera below schar, umay mal yusahi, what's the maila that you don't take something from somebody without paying it? The Lohavi Goslin is a mile that he was bragging he wasn't a Goslin. Kuli Almanomi lo Goslin, you know. Most people don't steal. Dilma Haibelo Shokla Filu bi Igra. Lab Mishum Osher. The reason he didn't even take and rent an animal from somebody else, not because he was rich and he didn't need it, because he didn't need it because he didn't have anything to carry on animals. Right? Dilma Mishum Da'oni Havi. For Lohavi Le Masos. He had nothing to carry. Lohachi Lohavi Tzorech. And the other pasuk, that's how we know Moshe Rabbeinu was rich. Beso imo klei tashmisho v'zuhaya mirov osher. He was so rich that he was able to have a kelim. He had a Pesach kitchen. Wherever he went, he had his basic necessities with him. Lo chamor echad mehem nasasi bal korcho afilu b'schar. I didn't take it from them against their will, even if I paid for it. But if they wanted to rent it to me, I did take it. Even if they wanted to give it to me, I didn't take it. So but Shmuel was even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu in that respect. Amos, back with the Gemara. Dichsiv ayan Amos v'yomer elamachi lo novi anochi v'lo ben novi anochi ki boker anochi. Ubole shkomin, right? Omer of Yosef, Ari Mori Gesi Ana, the Shikmin Libeshiflosa. The Targum says, what's it called? Rav Yosef said, the Targum, Ari Mori Gisa Ana. I'm a person who owns a lot of cattle, and I have a lot of what's it called? A lot of trees, orchards. Rashi? No Rashi. Okay, Yonah, how do you know Yonah? So he was a rich man with cattle, with orchards. That's Amos. Yonah, dechsiv, ayitain schara, vayered ba. He paid his fare, and the schara means the fare of the whole boat. And he went into the boat, Yonah. The Omer of Yochanan, shenosin schara shal svina kula. He paid for the entire cost of the boat. Not just his share, because it should have said scharo, his share. He paid for the whole share of the whole boat. Omer of Ruminis, schar shel svina havidal alofim dinrei dahava. How much was that? 4,000 dinrei zohav was how much the entire boat's hire was, and they split it up according to the passengers. but he paid for the whole thing. Lomar Rabbi Yochanan, b'tchilo haya Moshe lomi Torah mishacha. In the beginning, Moshe used to learn Torah and forget it. Until the Rabbanu gave it to him, matana. Right, during the 40 days, he would learn and forget, and at the end, the Rabbanu gave it to him as a matana. They shouldn't forget anymore. Okay. Huh? Right. Now, at the beginning, right, yogati. First, you have to put in the effort, and then matzosi, then echanami.
It's also right.
That's right. That's exactly. Hanosin Torah, hamalame Torah, lamo Yisrael. The Rabbanu Shalom. Ultimately, it's a matana, but you have to put in the effort to get the matana.